Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank and praise God for everyone that is on the line. This is another edition of the Points of Light. I am your co-host. All right, I was trying to connect on using the video conference, but as always, we're receiving a loop back, but it's all good, all fine. Amen. Pastor, are you there? Pastor Herbert, can you hear me? Pastor Herbert, can you hear me? Pastor Herbert's not on the line yet. We'll just continue to move forward. We're so thankful for everybody that is on the line tonight. Just trying to make sure that Pastor Herbert calls in. All right. Just trying to tie things loose in as we continue forward. Give us 1 second. I did not hear you. Can you speak? Try speaking.
Okay, can you hear me now?
No, I cannot hear you on the on the phone line. It's
okay, but you hear me on the phone line.
Now we can hear you. Amen.
Well, we can hear her, but she probably can't.
Yeah, we can probably hear us.
We can hear everybody else on the line, all of you all that are there. It's finally coming through.
Oh. We got Ashley Picasso.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Paul.
So right now, I know I won't be able to. Yes?
Call us number.
I'm just making sure that you can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
639-47-33.
Okay, we're trying to get called right. And we're just going to click on the on the regular blog talk. Sorry about the delay.
Okay, that's fine. We'll get it all squared away. We'll get it smoothed out. It's just, I know that it's based upon just a feedback loop.
Yeah.
So just making sure that you can hear us as we can hear you.
Yeah, we're good.
You want to have a minute caller call in. That would be wonderful. I believe
she's calling in. She'll be on the line number.
All right. Ms. Carla, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. All right, Pastor Herbert, I'm going to, that now that Ms. Carla's on, I'm going to give you the floor.
All right. Did you have? Elder Marshall
is not on tonight.
Okay. All right. We'll go on and start. Grateful to God once again that we're on. I still hear some feedback, but that's little feedback there. I hope it's not too bad for anybody. But here we are. We're making the world with this. And, you know, God gives vision. He also clarifies vision as time goes along. So that we might be able to see clearly how to do what it is. He would have to do. So we are grateful to God once again to be on. I actually have a master. Michael here in the room with me, and Minister Carla is at another place, but she's on the line, so we won't get all the interference and all of that. So we're grateful for everybody that's online tonight. We're going to hear a message from Minister Carla. This would be her first message of the year. And we're grateful to God for that. I'm going to ask.
Well, I think before you move on, Pastor Herbert, if you can hear me, I believe. Elder Marshall, are you on?
Yes, just came on.
All right. Good evening, Elder Marshall. Pastor Herbert and I would ask if you would lead us in a song of praise.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Why should my heart feel lonely? And why should my shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion?
Yeah.
A constant friend is he. His past is on the sparrow. And I know he watches over me. I sing because I'm happy. Oh, I sing because I'm free. But his eyes is on the sparrow, and I know watches over me. I sing because I'm happy. Oh, I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Elder Marshall, for giving us that song of praise. We're going to ask now that Deacon Michael might read a scripture for us. We're going to ask Minister Calvin to lift our time in prayer.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Psalms 24. King James Version, verse 1 through 3 and 7 through 10. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof,
mm-hmm.
the world and they that dwell therein.
Yes.
For he hath founded it up on the seas and established it up on the flood.
Yes, he has.
Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Lift up your head, O ye gates,
mm-hmm.
and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors,
yes.
and the King of glory shall come in.
Yes.
Who is this King of glory?
Oh, yeah.
The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Mm-hmm.
Lift up your head, O ye gates,
yes.
even lift him up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory?
Lord.
The Lord of hosts.
Yes.
He is the King of glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly mm-hmm. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, Father God. Give me thanks, Father God, for the first month of a new year, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you for 2019,
Amen.
Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Father God, for what you're about to do for us in 2019, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
then, Father God, we just come, Heavenly Father, give me thanks, Father God, for those that's on the airway, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the speaker of the hour, Lord God.
Yes.
We just ask you right now, Father God, just to seal the speaker of the hour, Father God, with the word, Lord God,
yes.
that she may see your people, Father God.
Yes.
Then, Heavenly Father, I just ask you, Father God, to let your people have ears to hear and a heart to receive the word,
yes.
of Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God.
Jesus.
And we know that your word will not go out and come back void, Father God,
yes.
in the name of Jesus. But when your word go out, Father God, it will go out and do exactly what it meant to do, Lord God.
Yes.
And we just want to say thank you, Lord
thank
God.
You.
Thank you in your son Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Amen.
Amen. We thank God once again that we're able to come together in this venue, being a new year. There's a lot to take place this year. We've got a lot of this year to go. But it's always good to start out a year in the right way. We had a real night watch night service. We partied till almost the midnight hour. Amen.
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 We
pray, Amen.
We prayed the new year in.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, we preached it in and then prayed it.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the way you start out a year is the way you're going to, what you're going to do during the year. So we started out on a real good note. And, so glad about it. And this evening, we wanted to hear from Minister Carla Sheep. I'll tell you one of the reasons that we wanted to start with her. She had something to say that night. I don't think she got it all out. She was just really getting started, but she was obedient at the time. And it's always good. Obedience is good.
Yeah.
But she was obedient to the time. And somebody remarked after we finished, he said, everything just went right on time. Everything, you just down to the second. It was I tell everybody did what they were supposed to do. You know, that's how God is. So I said, I know that she had something that she needed to get that's on her heart. And I said, we need to be able to get to hear that and get opportunity to hear some of what's on her heart. So I'm going to turn it over to her that we might be able to hear a message now. She might have a song in her heart that she might want to do first. I was going to ask Mr. Calvin to sing something.
Oh, Jesus.
But,
thank you, Jesus. Sing for me, baby. Sing, baby.
He's a little cool this evening, so I can understand.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor McCoy, for this opportunity. As I was praying this week, I've been just talking to the Lord. I just kind of got away from social media and just began to talk to the Lord and just about my year and what He wants me to do in this year. And the Lord began to talk to me about balance. He said, in this year, you've got to have balance. And I was like, okay. And He began to bring scriptures to my mind. And as I began to read and began to do my study, it was something about understanding how everything, how even change brings balance in our life. And the first scripture I have is Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 through 8. And I'm going to be reading from the King James Version. And it says, to everything there is a season, a time to every purpose under the sun, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. You know, God has appointed times and seasons and all the events of our lives, the happy, the sad, the easy, the difficult, everything that we go through in life, God has appointed that. On one hand, it can bring us a little worry, but on the other hand, it should cause us hope because we know that God is in control. He exalts and then He humbles the same person. He raises up nations and He brings them down. He controls everything. He controls the changes, but we can rest assured in the fact that God never changes. And, you know, we live in a world of seasons where the world changes and the seasons changes and spring become summer and summer fall and fall winter and winter back to spring again. And each of those seasons have a purpose. In the fall, things die. I mean, they begin to die. And then in the wintertime, they just die. But in order for things to live, something has to die. So when the fall comes and the winter comes, then those dead things have to go or things have to sleep. They have to rest. And after that, the spring comes, and then they begin to come anew again. And then in the summer, everything is in full bloom. It's like in the seasons of our lives. We all go through different seasons. And in that season of spring, it's like everything is so new and everything is going good. It's just fresh. And then the summer, it's like things are just in full bloom. But then there comes that season of fall, where it's like things are happening and we're like, what in the world is going on? What is happening? God, I don't understand. And then the winter comes where it's like nothing is happening. It's like everything is dormant. But those changes are in our life. They help us to learn to adapt to new situations, and it helps us to grow. The season serves as a visual reminder of the more subtle seasons of our lives. So in order for us to have a balance in our lives, some things have to change. And we can't always have that time of summer and that time of sunshine and spring, because if we have always sunshine and spring, we will not have any rain. The rain won't come. The heartaches, the sorrows that we experience, if we don't have those things, then we won't be able to enjoy the sunshine, because we always think that, you know, everything has to be summer and everything has to be happy, but that will not give us a balance in our lives. You know, and in thinking about this scripture, in the late 50s, there was a songwriter named Pete Seeger. He wrote a song called Turn, 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 to Everything There's a Season. I don't know if anybody remembers that song, but in 65, there was an American folk rock group called The Byrds, and they made it an international hit. And some of the lyrics just say they were taken right out of Ecclesiastes. To everything, then they say, turn, turn, turn. There's a season, turn, turn, turn. A time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant, a time to reap. A time to kill, time to heal, time to laugh, a time to weep. You know, and it just went on, and it repeated the verse that I just read. And at the end, the last verse said, there's a time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rent, a time to sow. A time for love, a time for hate, a time for peace. I swear, it's not too late. Now, that song was brought out because it was a song, it was a plea for peace and tolerance. And because of that song, it just kind of struck a nerve for the Americans, and because the Vietnam War was escalating, and there was a lot of racial and social turmoil that was going on in that time, it was just really hard for everybody, because it was just so much going on. It was so much so that the Black Panthers even started. They was just tired of seeing Blacks being attacked by police with fire holes and dogs, and their main objective was to bring freedom and justice to Blacks. They wanted decent housing and education and equality, and they wanted an end to the police brutality. They wanted to empower Black people. They wanted to create a sense of pride in the community. And then during that time, there was the Greensboro Four, the four young Black men that decided to do a peaceful protest against segregation and the brutal murder of Emmett Till. It was just so much happening during that time. So they were saying, hey, we need a change. We need to bring some balance to this, all this negative stuff. We need to bring some positive stuff. And even today, we're seeing some of that same mindset that was happening in the 60s, which cause movements that's happening now, like the Black Lives Matter movement. Everybody's saying, hey, we need to bring this balance of Black back. But as I began to think about it, I was like, wow, did we as a race of Black people become so complacent with the strides that was made that we forgot who we are? As we were, as Black people, we were taught about God, but we got so comfortable in the strides, the better jobs and better homes and higher social statuses, that many people forgot about God. They lost that balance. We lost the sense of pride. We lost the sense of godliness. And I had to wonder, I said, are these things happening now that's causing us to rethink our position in life? Is God allowing these things to happen to bring us back to Him, to bring that balance back to the Black community? I began to think about that, and I said, you know, a lot of the stuff that's happening, you know, everybody's complaining now about police brutality, and they're complaining about all the stuff that's happening, but at one point, God gave us a reprieve from that, but because we were so excited about what we were getting. Okay, we can live in the better neighborhoods, and we can get the better jobs, and our kids can go to the better schools, and we can live among the other people. We forgot that sense of godliness. So God had to do something, allow something to happen. Like I said, God is in control of everything. He allowed changes to happen, but He never changes. And because He never changes, He's going to bring us back to that back to that balance, to that loving him. He's going to let things, he's going to let these bad things happen, let these bad seasons happen, these wicked things to happen in our community to bring us as a black people back to him. Because we, he knows that the change definitely brings balance. In Matthew 6:31-34 in the King James Version, this goes back to what we were talking about and how we get so caught up in what we had. It says, take therefore no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we clothe?
Okay.
For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But in verse 33, it said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things, all these things will be added.
Yeah.
Take no thought of for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So with gaining all of these better jobs and better homes and forgetting about God, we forget to seek after the kingdom. We forget to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So he allows the things to happen to bring that balance back. The scripture tells us that if we put God and the kingdom first, the things we need in our life will be provided for us. God is going to keep that balance for us. He's going to be true to his word. Is it easy to put things in front of God? Yeah, sometimes it is. But and every day there is a constant balance, a constant battle between what God wants us to do and what we want to do. So when we do what we want to do and not what God wants us to do, we get out of balance. Everything in our life is out of balance, and nothing can be, nothing goes right, nothing can flow because we're out of balance, because we're seeking after the things of the world, the money. We're trying to be wealthy, and it's nothing wrong with being wealthy. It's nothing wrong with that. But if you're seeking these things above God, then we're totally out of balance. A lot of times, we as we live in our lives, we may not realize it, but because we're forgetting who we are and whose we are, it gets harder and harder to put God first. From the issues of morality in our everyday lives, the people we meet, even innocent things, like I said, as our jobs, our hobbies, all of these things can get easily, without caution, take first place in our life. And then we are totally out of balance. So we have to keep that balance in the Lord. Keep God first. And then as he adds to us, we don't forget him, and therefore our lives will be in balance. You know, sometimes we get so busy, even we're saying, oh, I got to work for the Lord. I got to work for the Lord. And we're working so much, and we're doing so much that even in that, we can get out of balance. Psalm 37:7, the A part of that says, rest in the Lord and wait patient for him. Like I said, sometimes we're so busy working for the Lord that we forget to rest in the Lord. You know, there's a lot of physical, there is the physical and the mental realm, and all of these parts are finding the rest in God. It encompasses every facet of our lives. I mean, a lot of times, resting in the Lord means a lot of many things to different people. Some people, the resting for them is scary. I have listened to some older people say, you know, I don't want to retire because I won't have anything to do and I'm just going to die. Well, if I'm not working, I'm going to die. If I'm not going, I'm going to die. So if you're going so much, where do you find that time to rest in the Lord? It doesn't mean that, you know, you're laying down to sleep all the time. Resting in the Lord doesn't necessarily mean that you're just stopping. It means that trusting him, we're casting all of our cares on him. We're allowing him to just take all the things that we have and that we worry about, and we give them to him so that he can help us to have that balance in our lives. Joyce Meyer said it. She said this. She said, trusting God means that we give up worrying, reasoning, and anxiety as we enter into his rest with simple childlike faith. We live by grace through faith. So
that's right.
What that is saying to me is that as we rest in the Lord, it's like you just lay back and allow God to just take care of everything. Sometimes we don't need to do anything as far as like running here and running there. Sometimes we just need to stop and just say, God, what is it that you have for us? Resting in the Lord also is giving up the ego of not having your own way. It's surrendering to God's will to help us to rest. You know when you reach that, when you can trust him to work out everything without your help. So many times we want to, and I even myself, I found myself at times, I got to fix this, I got to fix this, I got to make this, I got to be in control of this situation. Well, sometimes
you
just rest in me and let me handle it. So that's something that the Lord is teaching me. And he's also saying that sometimes we go so much, we need to just take a break from life and the cares of the world to experience the wonders of God. You know, we work every day and we're going out and we're taking care of our children, we're running them here and there, and we're taking care of our spouses, we're just taking care of church, we're taking care of other people. Sometimes we need to just stop. God created this whole big old earth, and it is beautiful. Sometimes we just need to stop and experience the beauty that God has given us. The ability to step away from the busy world and to enter into divine rest is a blessing that can be ours. Stepping away from the world and trying to figure everything out, if we can step away from the world, but yet if in our minds we're still trying to figure everything out, it's not going to work. We're going to still be out of balance. So we have to try to surrender our will and our dreams and allow God to take it. So many times we're trying so hard to pursue our dreams, but we forget to say, oh, God, what step do I do next? We just keep going and we get ahead of God and everything get all helter-skelter and all out of sorts and we're out of balance.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have to allow resting in God, to become an active part of our life. It's like I said, it's all about that balance. That balance and in resting in God and in taking that time away and understanding that changes happen and understanding that the seasons change, not just the physical seasons, but the seasons of our lives.
Yeah.
As we're all of that and we're allowing God to bring that balance into our lives, he tells us in John, in 3 John, the second verse, he said, beloved, I pray that you may prosper.
Yeah.
In all things, and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. Our soul prospering is the greatest blessing on this side of heaven, you know, because it's like if our soul prospers and we're in God, it is amazing. But if we have a rich soul and it's locked inside of a weak body, it's out of balance. It is totally out of balance. As a church, of course, we need more people with spiritual health because if our physical health corresponds with our spiritual health, many of us would be in bad shape physically. You know, if our financial state was as bad as our spiritual state, we would be bankrupt. We have to have that balance in life. If we're all, our spiritual lives are all in tune with God and we're so into the Lord and it's like, oh my God, I love God so much. But then we're sick. We're out of balance. But then if we're healthy and we're working out every day and we got muscles and got that six pack and got that little tiny waist and everything just working right and our spiritual life is jacked up, we're out of balance. The The scripture says that we need to prosper in all things, not just prospering in our worldly lives or not just prospering in our spiritual life. In all things, we need to have that balance. So if our soul is prospering and our bodies are messed up and jacked up because we're eating the wrong thing, we're not taking care, we're not exercising, we're not resting, but yet we're spiritual, we're jacked up. Yeah. You go try to witness to somebody and they talking to you, you trying to tell them about the Lord and they looking at you, but you broke down, so why do I want that? You're out of balance. You're out of balance. So how can we minister to somebody and we're out of balance? So it's just so important that we have to give concern to our physical well-being, and it's much more beneficial if we have spiritual prosperity. But with that spiritual prosperity, we still have to have that balance. You know, some of us are so strong spiritually that if we was as strong physically as we are spiritually, we would be bedridden because it's just too much. Some people are just so, they so deep, they so spiritual that if we had that same strength physically, it would be too overwhelming for us. So that's why God wants us to have a balance in our life. We got to make the best of each event in our life, of each season in our lives, no matter what happened. Just when the bad times come, as Pastor McCoy always say, just think about it. It's all God. It's all God.
Yes. Okay.
Because God allows those things to happen so that we can have that balance in our lives. We should enjoy our lives. It's okay as Christians to have fun. You know, sometimes growing up we was told, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do the other. And we're sitting around as kids like, what in the world can we do? And some of the kids that grew up, they went out into the world because there was no balance there. There was no, they take everything away from you, and you can't go, you can't have fun, you can't dance, you can't do this, you can't wear this, you can't do, and then everybody, all of a sudden, they grow up, and it's like, well, I didn't do none of this when I was a kid, so now I'm getting ready to go, and then they go totally out of whack because there was no balance.
Right.
So we have to keep that balance in our life as God wants us to. Be balanced because he's a balanced God. He gives us everything. He brings all those changes in our life to bring that balance in our life. So I just say, just keep everything in balance. God bless you.
Amen. Well, she had something to say, didn't she?
Oh, all right.
Woo! I don't know what to say. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Minister Carl, for bringing that. Getting that off. You need to get it off your mind. That's something a lot of us need to be able to hear about that doubt. It's wonderful. I'm gonna turn it back over though to Pastor Paul for the invitation, and he'll start our further conversation. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We thank and praise God, as always, for that word tonight, the concept of balance. And it is definitely necessary because we can't get caught up either or. We can't get to the point where we are highly, quote unquote, spiritual.
Yeah.
And our physical lives are failing, or we are super physical. And our spiritual lives are failing. It is best because God is completely balanced.
Amen.
That's right.
And the word of God is balanced.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't need anything added to it. It doesn't need anything taken away from it. It is perfectly balanced.
Amen.
So we do need to bring that and keep that in mind as we move forward in our spiritual lives, in our physical lives, our emotional lives, whether it be with our family, friends, church members, or God. All things must balance out so that they will stay healthy and free-flowing.
Amen.
And even if, as we speak upon that, as we speak upon those things, This is an opportunity for all to get on the path of balance.
That's right.
This is an opportunity for us to become balanced in God and with God, to confess and believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. Confess with our mouth and believe in our hearts that he died and he's risen again for our sins. That statement is balanced.
Yes.
Because it requires both. Not because if you try to do one or the other, you will be knocked off course. And that is proof positive. Another proof positive of being balanced to find your salvation. So we as always invite those that are listening now or in the future to confess and believe.
Yes.
To find that point from this point on to seek that balance. And if you do not have a church home, the Point Christian Fellowship is everywhere.
All right.
We're more than welcome to have you with us. And if not, find a church home nearby where you are that is preaching the Word of God, the balanced Word of God, the divine doctrine, not just entertaining or having programs that may seem relevant, but to truly have the Word of God ministered in spirit and in truth without adding on or taking away.
Mm-hmm.
That is the invitation, as always. I say before we move on to conference, I appreciate you, Minister Carla, for reminding us that we can't just do the extreme on one end or the extreme on the other end. We gotta get in that midpoint.
Amen.
God is already balanced. God is super balanced.
Yes, he is.
And everything that God created was balanced. Everything that God created, everything that God established from the beginning, before the beginning of the world, before the beginning of time itself, was balanced. Mm-hmm. Word spoke in balance, created balance, established.
Mm-hmm.
But we thank and praise God for that word. We do. And as we move on to our next phase, if anyone does have anything more they would like to say, or if they have any other comments or whatnot, you are more than welcome to press your number one key, as always. We'll start off with Pastor Mom, if you're there.
Yeah, I'm here. And I enjoyed the message. I really enjoyed it tonight.
Amen.
I tell you, today we coming from the film tonight in that snow. We got a good time. And the man on the next side just starts sliding. And all we started doing was just calling on the Lord.
Amen.
He had great errors, but he did knock us over. And I just think that message that he keeps tonight goes right along with that, because the Lord took care of us tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 And
all
the rest of them has been gone home, but we listened, we prayed for the ones that got there in that snow. And Catherine and her daughter was the last one that got home tonight. And I just thank the Lord that he took care of the ones home.
Amen.
And I tell the young man that he didn't get his name, but he did a good message tonight.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hello, everybody. This is Apostle Kizzy.
Hey, Apostle Kiz.
Hey, hallelujah. Well,
glory,
glory, glory, glory. We really praise the Lord. He's just awesome. And
yes.
You know what Mom said tonight, you know, just praising the Lord, you know, for what happened. I was driving. Yeah. And I know that was God. I know that was, you know, it's like Jesus take the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He took the wheel tonight for real.
Yeah.
For real. Hallelujah. And I just praise his holy name. I didn't see my life pass before me, but I knew he was there with us tonight. I mean, everything was so close. But with the hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think it's Psalm 20. It says, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And then with regards to the message, it was a good message. Hallelujah. And what really stood out to me was rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know, the Lord has been talking to me about resting for years.
Mm.
You know, we are really a due society.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And you know, as the speaker said, you know, sometimes people just don't even know how to rest.
Right.
Or even a lot of times feeling guilty about resting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But we have to rest to be able to have that balance. And then even Jesus, I mean, even God, when he was during creation,
he rested.
Yes, he did. He rested.
Yeah. So, I mean, rest, if rest is important to God, it's got to be important to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's not something that society does as a whole these days.
Mm-hmm.
But as, you know, as ministers of the word, well, even, you know, children of God, we have to rest.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord has been giving me that balance and helping me. You know, he'll help you. Hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
Won't he help
you?
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Yeah.
Won't he will?
Yeah, yes, he will. So to be able to rest, and you know, as he taught me how to rest, or is teaching me how to rest, my plate keeps getting fuller.
Mm.
Come on, somebody. So a lot of times, you know, I have to just, you know, go back to him and pray, and, you know, okay, should I do this? Because people, you know, people want you to do stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And even in our building here, they see me, you know, helping Mom, tending to Mom and everything, and people feel like I should do that for them on a on an everyday basis.
Wow.
No. and resting, I mean, no is a part of rest, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to be able to say no.
No.
So that we can rest. You know, and I know that Mom, you know, she's a priority.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm still learning. That's all I'm saying. But I will say this, that rest is a part of my prayer time.
Amen.
Yeah. And you know, spending that time resting in the Spirit, resting in him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's had me to do that. And just to just lay out in his presence and rest. And just even just stop and perceive his presence. Because he is God with us.
Amen.
Yes, he is.
So that has helped me tremendously to rest in the Lord. And he's really taught me to do that every day, to take out some time. Now, I might have to get up early in the morning to do that. I usually do. You know, get up early in the morning so that I can rest in him, so that I can pray and get into the word. And, you know, and then when I do that, you know, my day usually goes a lot better. And so that brings a balance, and it's almost like, you know, giving him a tithe of the day early. Scripture said, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longs for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, such as I've seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life.
Come on, man.
Amen. I didn't mean to talk this much. Hallelujah.
That's a good talk. You need to drive in the snow.
Wait, what you say about driving in the snow?
You need to drive in the snow more often.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord. Well, I'm going to go on and rest, okay? God bless you all. And thank you for the word to our speaker tonight. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Amen, amen. We thank Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy for their words and for their comments and response to this message.
Amen.
If anyone else wants to speak, please press your number one key. Amen. Anyone has any other comments? Press your number one key. Amen. Amen. We have a couple here. Amen.
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 Hi, God bless y'all. I'm back in Southern California. And I just wanted to say to Minister Carla, that was an on-time message. I had heard that in my spirit at the latter part of last year about balance. And that's so true. There has to be balance in every area. And also I've been in the rooms of recovery. And we talk about balance, too. And self-help, self-care, and so that was really an all-time word. And I'm an ordained minister, too, and what I've been noticing in the past few months, more and more people are coming back to church.
Yeah.
Amen.
I've been noticing that it was an epidemic. The church, our church was, and other churches I had attended, and I'm in the AME denomination. But for a few years, I noticed that the membership had slacked off. But every week or every other week, people are joining our church. Are they coming with their families? And they're saying that they don't have a church home. And so I see a revival beginning. And in times like these that we're in, we need it. So balance is really good. And I'm retired, but I've been more busy these past 3 years. I've been retired for about 5 years, but I was a teacher. I took a sick leave 7 years ago, and I never went back to the classroom. But I have been more busy. I was sick, and then I had to take care of my siblings, had to take care of my mom for two and a half years until she passed. And so I've been more busy since I retired than when I was working.
Yeah.
So I'm a witness that God will keep you busy. if you allow him. But that was an on-time message, and God bless y'all. I wanted to wish you again Happy New Year.
Amen.
I'm thankful that I was able to get away and have a rest during the Christmas season, too. I was gone on vacation for about 3 weeks, and I hadn't traveled in nearly 3 years, so that was good. But God bless y'all, and I look forward to listening next week.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to go back on mute. God bless y'all, too. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. And, thank you. Thank you so much, Reverend Treva, for your words, for your testimony, and how this word reflects in your life. This message reflects in your life. And thank and praise God for that. Amen.
Amen.
Now we have... we will have Pastor Catherine, is that you?
Well, praise the this is me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, how you all doing? They're still praying for you guys. They're still praying for you guys. I know this is the second week. You all know that I've been having company for the last 2 weeks, had company tonight after the funeral here and everything. And I just want to, first of all, say I thank the Lord so much for just bringing us home. I think it would have been, probably no more than a 30-minute drive, even if it was that much, but it took us almost 3.5 hours to get home. And as Mom was saying, there were so many people that have so many people, so many accidents that we saw, but thank God that he took the wheels in from my daughter and with my and guided us on home finally. And so we just want to I just want to say thank the Lord, thank you Father,
thank
just
you,
your protection. And I didn't hear the message because, like I said, I was just getting home and kind of had to recuperate and. We just kind of talked about the things that we done, but it looked like it was about rest tonight. And I just kind of agree with Apostle Kizzy about the just kind of rest, and we get so busy and don't take time out to rest sometime. And if you don't take it, the world is always parading his parade in front of us. Come on, he want to draw your attention. Come on, come on to me. Come to me. So praise God that if we just continue to keep our eyes stayed fixed upon him, and not let other things draw us so much from him. And we do need that rest. So I don't know who the speaker was, but I pray whoever gave the word, may God bless you, continue to give you strength, continue to help you to press on and continue to spread that word. Praise God.
Amen.
Thank also Pastor Paul and Pastor McCoy for their diligence and just continue this faithfulness every Friday night. Faithfulness. God so pleased with faithfulness, and God will honor that. And I pray that tonight that you all can lift up your heads, O ye gates, and the everlasting doors, that the King of Glory may continue to come on in. Come on in. Forget those things that are behind you and press on. Praise God.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all so much for your word.
Amen.
May God bless and continue to use you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor Catherine, for your words, and we thank and praise God that you made it home safely in this treacherous weather. It is very it's not gonna be letting up anytime soon, but we're just thankful that you made it. Pastor Mom, Pastor Kizzy,
amen.
Thankful that you all were able to make it. It may have taken time, but safety sometimes it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You have to never You have to race. You don't always have to rush. Those that have rushed, you see, they have been, they've fallen by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
It took you 3 hours, but I'm thanking God for those 3 hours, because 3 hours later, you're there. You made it home safe.
Mm-hmm.
We're thankful for
mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
so, is there anyone else that has any other comments before we move on to our prayer request?
Anybody? Yeah, we got somebody that got something to say here.
Sure.
Minister Gorman, I just want to say thank God for my wife for bringing that message tonight. Everything that been said, and I'm not going to tell you everything you could, but yes, balance and rest. And I just thank God for the message tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I say once again, we're happy that we're in this new year. According to us, we're in this new year, and the year we've never seen, the day we've never seen, but we're thankful for it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
If there isn't any other comments, that are online, if you by any chance have a prayer request. You can speak it now. Lines are open for anyone that may have a prayer request. Amen.
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 Always
yes,
room for prayer now. It's like Jell-O.
Yes.
Always room for prayer. Amen.
Yes. If you can just keep eyeing on my wife and her family, the Williams family, as they just buried their father, the patriarch of the Williams family, a couple days ago.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else have any prayer requests? Amen. You going up? Well, all right. Minister Carlo, could you lead us in prayer? We pray for the Williams family, and for those that may have they did not speak, but whatever issue that there is, whether it be minor or just something that may not desire to speak on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean any situation. Now, we'll say this, any situation.
Amen.
We can all pray about any and all situations. It doesn't have to be major. I mean, those situations, the major ones are there. Sometimes even those things that are growing, that seem like right now you have control over them. That you seem like right now that they're not out of control, they're just small. Yet, but we also know that, you know, a mountain is only as big as the smallest pebble. The mountain, the largest mountain on this planet, started off as small pebble. So, Ms. Carl, just pray, just if you would continue, just to pray for us, pray for those things that we may be dealing with that we may feel like there's no need to mention. They still need to be placed upon the altar, as well as from the issue that are small to the issue of the Williams family. All of them matter.
Yeah.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of fellowship. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for everyone that's on this prayer line. God, we thank you for allowing mom and all the others that was traveling, God. We thank you for traveling grace.
Thank you
for protecting them, God. Lord, we thank you for keeping them safe and allowing them to arrive home safely, even though it took longer than they expected. But, God, you were there and you kept them and you took the wheel and you brought them in safely. And for God, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We cannot praise you enough for being the God of protection, God. We just thank you. And, Lord, we're coming to you on behalf of every prayer request, those that were not spoken, those that may have been so small that they didn't want to mention it. But, God, we know that you are in control of every situation. And, God, we know that you can bring balance where balance, there is no balance, God. We know that you are the God that can heal. You are the God that can set free. You are the God that can deliver. So, God, for every situation that was not even brought up, Lord, we ask you to heal, set free, and deliver, God. Allow your word to go forth and minister to that situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we honor you, God. We bless you that we can cast our cares on you and that we can rest in you, knowing that you got us, God, that you are in control, that you have us no matter what it is. God, we continue to pray for the Williams family, Lord, in losing the patriarch of their family. God, we ask you to continue to give them peace, continue to bring comfort to their heart, continue to bring healing, God, to their spirit. It is hard losing a loved one. But Lord, we know that though they're absent from the body, they're present with you. So God, ask you to give them that comfort and bring their family close together. Bring healing, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, for everyone that is experiencing any bereavement, God, any sickness, no matter what it is, any type of a problem, God, we know that you are the problem solver. So, God, we ask that you would solve each problem, God. Any illness, God, you are the great physician. And we ask you to speak and allow healing to come forth in the name of Jesus. If there's any legal problems, you are the great attorney. So, God, we're asking you to go in and and work on their behalf in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you for all that you are and who you are to each of us, God. Continue to bless us, God, and continue to allow us to go forth and minister the gospel so that souls can be saved and that your kingdom can be built. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you so much, Minister Carla, for that prayer. As it reached any and all aspects, and that is the point. Like I said, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing to pray for the specific. Yeah, we got to know that God is in control of all things.
Even
those things that we consider to be non-specific or non-important. God is the control of all of us. And no matter how small or big it is, God is above it all. So whatever situation that was not mentioned, know that it's okay. Whatever situation you thought was small, know that it's already done. And so we claim victory over the small and the great. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
If there isn't anything else, we will... we will turn it back over to Pastor Herbert to just give us to lead in the final words of the benediction.
Amen. Amen. And we thank God once again, and especially for having the Get'em radio to help us out and to be able to get this broadcast on. It's just so wonderful. We're trying to make some other things work. And so that we can have this on video. We want to be able to see everybody. Amen. We want to be able to see you. You know, work that out. Right now we as I said, as we go through this part, we thank God as he continues to do what he's doing. And I want to say thank you again to Minister Carla for that word. No, she had a word. I just knew it.
It's new. He had something.
Amen.
She cut it short on New Year's Eve. But I think she got something to do. Amen. And we're so glad about it. We're going to go ahead and have a closing prayer. We're going to just once again, we thank you, Father. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We know, oh Father, it's all about your Son. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ, the one, Father, that washed us in his blood, Father. And then you saved us with his sacrifice. And Father, we go on now, trusting in his word and depending on his love,
yes.
Lord, and living on the promises of God. That's how we can have the balance as we wait on his return.
Yes.
Now unto him that is able to keep us
yes.
from falling. The only wise God, the one that does exceedingly and abundantly all that we could ask, think, or ever imagine.
Yes.
Ye all glory, all dominion, henceforth now and forevermore. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. We thank
amen.
You all again. And we pray that you all will have a blessed and safe weekend. Be safe out there for those that are in town. If you
amen.
Don't have to go out, don't. If you do, be safe, take your time.
Like,
and as Minister Carla said, keep it balanced. Amen. Good night, everyone.
Amen.
God bless you all and God keep
amen.
You.
Amen. Good night.
Amen.